Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Welcome to the show. I hope last week's episode about jumpstarting your finances and gaining some momentum motivated you. This week, we're stepping back from the big picture of why and examining how. To do that, we're going to talk about being fit. No, I'm not going to make you drop and give me 30 push-ups. I'm talking about financial fitness. But you may be surprised that there are a lot of commonalities between being physically and financially fit. To help explain things, Shannon McLay is on the show today. She's the author of Train Your Way to Financial Fitness. It's an unconventional and fun guide on money that she's created based on her personal experience and the reality she's seen serving clients as a financial planner.
Yeah, like I say in the book, I used to be 50 pounds heavier thanks to my little guy, baby weight. And I think it was after 5 years, I was telling somebody I needed to lose weight. And they were like, oh, you just had a baby. And I was like, my baby can read and he's going to school on a bus. So it's probably time I get myself together. I can't really call it baby weight anymore. So I began the process of losing weight and getting myself physically fit. And at the same time, I was also transitioning to become a personal financial planner. And I saw a lot of similarities in the process of getting physically fit with getting financially fit and getting your financial life together. And so it was really funny because, and then as I started working with clients, I saw a lot of similarities in my clients, and I thought they almost look like physical representations as well. So I break out the book into three different categories, and I really view people financially in three different categories, and that's physically fit or financially fit, financially skinny, and financially fat. And they and how I view each of the three fit. Someone who's financially fit has is living within their means. They're making what you would call smart money choices. But like I say in the book, just like a physically fit person can always keep working on themselves, I believe a financially fit person can, and there's always room for improvements. And I go through that in the book. A financially skinny person, I think, is somebody who lives paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of not getting ahead. And just like our bodies need, skinny people need more food and sustenance, financially skinny people need a little more income and less expenses. And then a financially fat person is exactly kind of how it sounds. You're over spender, under saver. And I admit in the book and admit all over the place, I was not only a physically fat person, but I was also a financially fat person. And I think what's important and that I stress in the book, I stress in life in general, is that you can change, just like you can change your physical appearance, you can also change your financial appearance. And nobody has to stay financially fat. And anybody can be financially fit. Anybody. If I can, anybody can.
One of the first steps of any kind of real transformation is seeing the current situation for what it is. For me, it was when my husband and I spoke about money right after we were engaged. Comparing our situation and looking at the numbers, it became clear to me that I needed to change. But that's not the case with everyone, though.
I think this is a hard part for most people. It's easy to know when we're physically fat, right? The scale will tell us. It's very clearly, or your BMI, or you can plug in the numbers and easily find out you're physically fat. Realizing you're financially fat is not as easy as it seems, because I would never have thought I was from my old investment banking days, because I made a lot of money. I didn't really have that much credit card debt, and I had a great credit score, and I had a great retirement account. So there were a number of things where I thought I was doing really good. So I would not have said, the old me would never have said that I was financially fat. And then I became a financial planner and started looking at people's balance sheets and my own balance sheet. And I realized that just because I didn't have high credit card balances didn't mean I really used it properly. I was one of those people that I knew I would get a bonus. And so I spent a lot in December and January in anticipation for the February bonus. And, you know, consequently, most of my February bonus went to paying off credit cards and things like that. And I just a lot of kind of stupid choices. I could have saved more. I could have made smarter choices, and I didn't. I was one of those people. I didn't want to be told no. I had like big time FOMO and financial deprivation issues. And I just kind of didn't say no to anything when it came to spending, and my justification was that I made money. And just because you make money doesn't mean you have to spend money. And that's a big issue with financially fat people. You justify your lifestyle, and we can all justify just about anything. Physically fat people, like I also justified eating like 5 slices of pizza. Like, did I need to eat 5 slices of pizza? No, but I justified that I was hungry, and so I ate 5 slices of pizza. So it's the same thing with money. You know, we say we have to do things, or we justify them, and before you know it, things get out of control. And so I really knew I was financially fat, though, when I knew I wanted to make a career change and start my own company, and I would have to take a step back in compensation. And so I was going from making all this money in my investment banking job. And if I wanted to make a life change, I was going to have to live off a lot less. And that's when it really hit me that I was financially fat, because I couldn't live a different kind of life. I actually blogged about this. I said I was a salary hostage. And I was held hostage to that amount that I needed to make to just live and get by. And that's a bad place to be in. Yeah. Where you don't have options, and you don't have the ability to pursue your dreams. And I talk about that a lot with my clients. I said, you know, you want to, no matter what choices you're making, even if you don't have a very near-term goal, even if it's you have like this amalgamous goal that's kind of out there and amorphous and you don't really know what it is, even if you don't have that, you want to get yourself in your financial house in order so that when that opportunity does come up out of the blue in 1 year, 2 year, 5 years, you want to be able to take it. You don't want your money situation to prevent you from pursuing a dream or a goal that even you don't even know that you have, but you don't want your money to get in the way. And that was where I was at.
And Shannon takes you through that whole process. Unlike many personal finance books, which are designed to be read cover to cover, Train Your Way to Financial Fitness takes a different approach. After the introduction, you take a quiz. No, it's not the pass-fail kind. It's more of an assessment. You'll find out if you're financially skinny, fit, or fat. And from there, you go to your section that's designed for your fitness level.
Who wants to read a whole book? I mean, I like reading books, not personal finance books. So I get it. And my book is geared for the non-personal finance reader, because I want personal finance to be accessible. So yes, I mean, what's the point? And this is the issue I have with personal finance books in general, is they're very one-noted. And the problem you have is if you have somebody who doesn't fit that note, then they're going to tune out because it doesn't really apply to them. You're going to talk about investing, but somebody's got a lot of debt, or you're going to talk about debt reduction, but somebody's got money to invest. And then you lose your audience. So my book is geared toward, after you take the quiz, then if you're financially fit, you just read the financially fit section. If you're skinny, you read the skinny section, or fat, you read the fat section. And it's very targeted to you and your financial type, because there really are different things, and it's a different mindset for each person as they go through the process. So I really wanted it to be as accessible as it could be. And I felt like by only having a few sections, that was the best way to do it.
With a book that has fitness in the title, you better believe Shannon also included some exercises.
Yeah, the exercises, and my clients, any of my clients who are listening to this, know they get exercises too, and some of them get them from the book. And it's, again, it's the same thing. People, when you want to get physically healthy and in shape, you're going to have to do exercises. And if you've got a problem, if your tummy area is a problem area, you're probably going to do sit-ups or planks or something like that. If your legs are a problem area, you're going to do, you know, kickbacks, some kind of leg workout, your arms, what have you. And so what I do is I've created physical, financial exercises for your problem areas. So, you know, if you are financially fat, I totally get you. I get you. I love you. I appreciate you. I am with you. I am a financially fat girl with you. No longer, but I'm with you. And I get what you need help with. And the financially fat exercise is a lot more psychological than anything, because that's really the biggest issue and challenge for financially fat people. It's really mostly like an emotional, psychological thing. And then financially fit people have different exercises. And but, you know, but again, going back to you get physically healthy, you do exercises. But if you want to get financially healthy, it's like, you do what? And I think it's the same thing. You do financial exercises and you do them over and over again until it becomes your behavior and a natural part of your behavior. And that's actually a lot of what I do with my clients. They get those exercises and they literally have to do them like 3 times a week. Like, you have to do this 3 times a week, and to the point that, you know, it becomes their issues aren't issues anymore.
These exercises are included throughout the section. And they may look simple when you read them, but that doesn't mean that they'll be easy.
Seriously, anybody can be financially fit. Anyone. It's just a matter, just like you could be physically fit, it's just a matter of how much time and energy and commitment you're going to give to it. And it's for some people, it's easier than others. I mean, some people, it is going to be a difficult road, just like losing 50 pounds is a difficult road, but it's totally doable. It's just, you got to put the work in.
As you two work on getting financially fit together, having a safe environment, or as Shannon likes to call it, a judgment-free zone, can be absolutely crucial to your success.
I think that we all judge ourselves enough, right? We all shame and guilt ourselves for different reasons, or we feel embarrassed, or I think we all put enough pressure on ourselves. And the last thing you need is somebody else kind of throwing it at you. And from my vantage point, my own personal journey and what I've watched with clients, nobody's perfect. I mean, no one. No one's got the roadmap. No one's got exactly figured out and does everything the right way. And so why should I sit there and judge somebody else's journey? And I think what happens is, and I had a life coach say this to me, that people just want to be seen as they are. Like, they just want to come to you and be seen as they are and appreciated for what they are, like warts and all. And that resonated with me. And once I became a planner and worked with clients, I really made it a goal of mine to be that person for my clients, to just be the person where they could come and be themselves and feel at ease. And that's how I start out every client meeting, is reassuring my clients that I'm a judgment-free zone. I don't care how you got here, whatever here is, if you're financially fit, financially skinny, financially fat, I don't care how you got here. I just care about where you want to go and getting you there. And when you judge, or people feel like you're being judged, you're just less productive. I mean, you're going to waste time worrying about it, or waste time being concerned about what I'm going to think. And that doesn't help anybody.
But what if you're a couple with 2 different fitness levels? How can you communicate and work well together without fighting about money? Shannon had a great place to start.
I think they should start with finding their common goals, because no matter where you're starting from, like whether you're the financially fat one, financially skinny, financially fit, wherever you're starting from, you need to find it, especially you're working together as a couple, you have to figure out if you have common goals. So if your common goal is whatever, let's just say saving for the house, or saving for kids, or investing money, whatever, the process of getting to that goal will be the same for both of you. And the financially and naturally working together to achieve the goal, the financially fat person, if they have that shared goal with the fit person, they will become more fit. They will they will adjust. And I guarantee it's actually can be a quicker transformation than losing the 50 pounds. Because if you have a common goal, I've seen it happen a lot personally with my clients. Once they get very solidified on their goals and their joint goals together, then they, no matter what the mentality is, they come together and they both end up becoming financially fit in the process.
With both of you on board, it'll be easier to deal with setbacks. Having a person in your corner to spur you on can make a huge difference. When you're making a significant and lasting change, obstacles will happen.
You know, I tell clients all the time, you're going to have setbacks. I mean, especially if you're starting out financially fat and you've never really tried to get your money together, you are absolutely going to have setbacks. That's just life. Mm-hmm. But it's important to stay on board. So like when I was losing weight, you know, I would have a bad day and I'd eat like 3 slices of pizza and I should really have only eaten 1 and a salad. And when those days happen, the next day I have the choice that I could eat pizza again and continue down a bad road, or I can eat salad and work out and make up for the pizza I ate. And it's the same thing with money. You can have a bad pizza day, you can have a bad spend day, or, you know, fall back, mm-hmm. but it's how you choose to live the next day that's really going to be part of your journey. And you've got to make the choice to get back, you know, brush yourself off. I had a couple, they just recently had their quarterly, their second quarter review with me. Their first quarter review, they went off the rails all over the place. They just, it was not a good meeting. They got F's from me. And I said, okay, like you're behind, you're this, you're that. What are we going to do? Like, what are we going to do to fix this? How are we going to get back on track? And they put together common goals. They both agreed to it. They both motivated each other. And we just had their review, and they are not only on track for the year, they've overcome that bad quarter, but they're ahead and they're like crazy about it. I mean, like in a great way. And it was such an exciting meeting for me to have with them because they did it. And, you know, I could have sat there and been like, you're never going to recover. Like, no, you're so far back. But the thing is they could, and they did. They really committed and they worked together, and it was so exciting for me to see it in numbers, and it was so exciting for them to feel good about it and to know that they work together and they support each other. And now they're kind of almost like crazy, like super workout freaks. Like we're talking about spending money and they're like, we don't really want to spend unless we have it, we're not spending it. Like they kind of went too crazy, which I love to see. But it totally can happen, and it doesn't have to take a long time. It just has to take commitment.
So if you're looking for someone to push you to become financially fit, pick up Shannon's book, Train Your Way to Financial Fitness. It's a handy guide to have, and it won't take much time for the two of you to figure out what your fitness levels are. And with the tips and exercises, you'll be able to craft a plan based on your goals and dreams. Special thanks to Shannon for joining the show. Besides being a financial planner, author, and speaker, she's also the creator of the personal finance site Financially Blonde and the host of the podcast Martinis and Your Money. I was recently on her show talking about smart money tips for couples, and we had a blast. I even brought over a homebrew mead I made. Yes, it is as fun as it sounds. I'll have the links up to everything on the show notes. Now, as an added bonus, Shannon was kind enough to sponsor a giveaway. She'll mail 3 listeners signed copies of her book, Train Your Way to Financial Fitness. All you have to do? Just let me know you want one. Leave a comment on the show notes, tweet me, or send a message through Facebook using Couple Money. And if you get the podcast newsletter, just hit reply and tell me you want in. Next Wednesday, I'll randomly pick 3 winners. And if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Couple Money Podcast. You can get the latest episodes as soon as they're released. It's easy and free. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. You can also leave a review on the show on any of those sites. I'd love to hear what you think. The feed is also available on Couple Money Podcasts, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. I hope you have a great week. Until next time, take care.